I'm going to go to the phone because we've got a caller from Japan. We've got James in Japan. Are you there?
Yes. Hello, Mr. Watt. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm currently doing some research on transhumanism for my podcast at CorbettReport.com. And I think your listeners are probably by now familiar with the idea that the term transhumanism was coined by Julian Huxley, the brother of Aldous, to make eugenics in a post-World War II environment acceptable once again. But I'm interested in the idea that transhumanism in particular, and eugenics in general, is related to alchemy and the Masonic idea of the perfecting of mankind. And I'm wondering, can you speak to that idea?
Yes, you understand, too, that there are the different categories of Freemasonry. And at the top, they call it the mystery religion that's always been here. The lower workers are Masons that think they're working towards the great work. They're not quite certain what it is. Some of them think it's just the global society. They've been trying to get a global government for three or four centuries. The International Brotherhood of Man. But you're right, they talk about rebuilding the man, and on one sense, the allegorical sense, it would give you the impression it's a self-help group where you build yourself, you die to yourself, and you create the new man mentally. But you're right, there's another aspect of it, is the inner man as well. They want to build the inner and outer man to suit the perfect society, and what they say is that they want to rebuild all that was left imperfect by the Creator. And they've come to conclusions a long, long, long time ago that the general population are imperfect. We're not all up at the top. We don't have the right genes to get to the top, and that's why eugenicists are all in on this particular act. And many of them are Freemasons themselves. So they've decided that we are all inferior types that must be replaced, and it might take another 50 years to create a whole society of servants, a very small society of servants, to serve this elite. That's where they're going with it. And believe you me, transhumanism means much, much more than what the magazines are telling you. Hold on, and we'll go into this when I come back from this break. Hi, I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. We're talking to James from Japan about transhumanism. And another point to do with this transhumanist agenda is they have a naive public who have been trained to believe that all those people at the top in the science laboratories and the big corporations that produce computers and so on are working hard to make them happy. And so they trust that whatever is given to them is going to enhance them in so many different ways for their own benefit, and nothing is further from the truth. They literally want to recreate different kinds of humans for specialized tasks, exactly as Huxley talked about. And I've read from science magazines going back for years on this very topic. In fact, they claim they can do it now. It's a matter of getting the public to accept it. And we will accept it as they bring forth different kinds, not too far removed from humans. Then they'll go into the ethical debates, which are all pre-scripted, and the conclusions are all done too, and present that to the public over a course of a few years, and then they'll bring more types forward for us. The elite never planned in the mystery religion ever to give the masses the same type of utopia as they'd have at the top. They see the world as the beehive, and they use the symbol of the beehive to show you the fixed, rigid system as the way they think it should be, with the royalty at the top and surrounded by their courtiers and their advisors and then their technocrats, all the way down to the worker bees at the bottom. And they want to perfect the worker bees worldwide. They do not see a distinction between one country's peasantry to the other country's peasantry. It's a global plantation, and they have decided through the various science foundations, as they all work together, that we don't have the right genes, the right stuff, as they call it, to be chosen to go any higher. But we will be the basic material our DNA, etc., to be used to create different kinds of humans to serve them better. It's not going to be a world where you'll be a super giant with the same mind as you have today. You will not be able to think as a separate individual human being. That's the world they're going to bring in for those who get transhumanist procedures done on them.
Yes, on your program in the past, you've promoted the idea that the elite agenda for humanity is unfolding, and we can't hope to stop that agenda, only change its course. And I think transhumanism is one example of that, because as we know, you can't put the scientific research genie back in the bottle. Scientists are still going to keep working on their brain chips and all the rest of it. What then is your idea for derailing or changing the course of this transhumanist agenda? Is there any way we can effectively commandeer such a movement or throw it off course?
What they've been aiming at primarily are the minds of the up-and-coming children who watch all the science fiction movies that are churned out, even cartoons. They're hooked on them. Every hero has special implants that give them special abilities. And they really believe that they'll be given this themselves one day. And so they're for it. So we have to really, it's the communication between parents and adults and children that's been severed. And that's the only way you could really knock this off course, is if the children know some of their history, some of the history about what's been done to the general public over the centuries, and also the mindset of the elite and what happened, and the dirty tricks they have done on their own population down through the centuries, and also to educate them as to the real reasons these big corporations are working in particular directions. You understand that all research and development is run on grants. They don't pick the direction they want to go in. They're told where to do the research by the big foundations that fund them. And when you see the pattern of funding, direct funding towards specific agendas, then you know that that is the future that has been agreed upon to be brought into the world by big, big foundations, big think tanks, very rich people, very old families. That's who directs all of the research and development that goes on today. You can't go into research and development without getting millions to back you, millions of dollars, and doors opened for you too, to allow you to continue in that research. So therefore, that should be a red flag right away. The elite have always had the one problem of how to control an efficient public. And this is where it's all going towards. At the Loyola meeting they had a few years ago at Loyola University, the World Science Organization that was headed by Newt Gingrich, he opened it up. He talked about the brain chip. And in fact, it was a scientist from Japan who gave the main speech, and he said, this new world we're bringing in will have people across the planet all connected to decentralized computers that will program them. He said, you will have no quietness in your head. You'll hear the whispers of commands being issued to those around you and from those people back to the central computer. And he said, no one will be able to think of themselves as a distinct, separate individual anymore. He said, think of it more like the beehive. That's the term he used. This is the world they're going to bring in, but they also want to bring in new types of efficient, purpose-made, ideal design. The other reason, the other meaning of ID is ideal design. So they'll have the ideal designed humans for specific tasks, exactly as Plato talked about 2,300 years ago.
All right, thank you very much for that information, Mr. White.
Thanks for calling. I'll be back with more after this break.